to the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
What's the radio show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body? You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Dr. Michael Roizen's here. He's the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. I'm Joe Galewski. Listen to us anytime you want on Radio MD along our line of terrific affiliated radio stations. And we're now on iHeartRadio Talk. You can rate at Radio MD or You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, to the Daily Pulse on iHeartRadio Talk. It's a news and update section you can customize for exactly the type of information that interests you. Go to iHeartRadio.com, download the app. When you go to the web, click Talk in the main menu and search for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here's Dr. Mike Roizen. Good show today. I think we have a lot of information, a lot of great ground to cover today, Dr. Mike.
Absolutely. We have. It's a superb set of shows and a superb set of ideas to cover today, Joe. So when we have our guest, who is the chief of GI oncology at Johns Hopkins, who's going to be talking to us about esophageal cancer, why it's increased 400%, and what you can do to prevent it or to decrease its chance of getting you in trouble. And then some symptoms that you might have that you want to get treated right away.
There's more to heartburn than heartburn, right?
Well, that's right. That's one of the keys on this is that heartburn signifies a change in what's occurring in the esophagus, your esophagus, and can set up a chain of events that leads to esophageal cancer or cancer of your esophagus. And that's a very bad cancer, and we can go into why it's a bad cancer in a few minutes. But it's a bad cancer, and so you want to suppress GERD, and that can be done with antacids or with pills that decrease acidity. Also with the way you lie in bed, so just lying with your head up and not having food and losing weight if you're obese are ways to get rid of that problem.
Dr. Ronan Kelly, our topic will be esophageal cancer at 35 minutes after the hour in this hour. To reach Dr. Mike for a question or comment, maybe a question for our guest coming up at 35 after the hour, the email address is udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. We have typically every week some terrific medical stories with a lot of information and great information, and let's roll through some of these as we head toward our guest at 34 past the hour. We've talked in the past about the FDA and nutrition facts labels, and the headline on the story is there's no appetite for changes to the FDA's nutrition facts label. What are the details on that story?
Well, the details are that the person who originated the nutrition facts label is a very interesting gentleman who said who designs labels and designs brands, and he came back during the comment period. I thought this was going to be an article when I read the headline of individuals and companies complaining, which they are doing because they have to change their label, and some of them are complaining because they have to change it in a way that helps people to get healthier. And maybe they don't want to facilitate that because it's going to cost them some sales. But in any case, what this was the designer of the original label saying, hey, we can even do much better than this label by designing it much simpler. And I don't know how much he, and I think it's a he from the name, I don't know how much he feels loyalty to the way the label was, and that's why he's objecting, or whether it really is that he thinks the label should be changed a great deal. But it is what he said is, don't put the daily values on the left side with a up and down line between them. Put them, justify right, put them on the right side. You can keep the same things in, the added sugars and the saturated versus trans fat and the vitamin D, you can make the same changes, but make it much easier to read. And so he came out and said, this is a better label. When I actually look at the label, I think both of them, both his suggestions and the one the FDA submitted through the White House, are both much better improvements because they have accurate food labels on it. Bridget, do you have any comments about the food label?
I do. So this it's a really interesting article because he makes a lot of great points about how the label, in order for people to understand it and know and use it effectively, needs to be extremely simple and basic. Actually, when I was in Washington, D.C., right around the time that the label was proposed by the FDA, I sat in on a panel discussion that he was talking about how simplicity is what makes the label work. I think that that actually might have been a direct quote from what he said in his presentation, and he showed a picture of a wedding with a nutrition fact. It was the design of the wedding dress just had nutrition facts labels all over the whole wedding dress, and he was like, this is how delicate the nutrition facts label is because it affects every single American. It's the one design that every single American sees every single day of their life, no matter what grocery store they're in. And in order for us to help people have a healthier diet and a healthier way of living, we have to make sure that they can read it and understand it.
So, Joe, I think that part of his thing is valid, and the other part is that I think he's just protecting his own label design. I actually like the new one quite a bit.
So we all don't have to spend 4 hours grocery shopping when we'd probably rather be in the grocery store for an hour. What are the essential, again, we should review this every time we talk about nutrition labels. What are the essential things you should look for in a label when you buy something, before you buy something?
Well, we can't find it in the current label, which is why he's got a suggestion of how to change it. I mean, his not suggestion, meaning the FDA does. What you want to look for is added sugars. You can't find it. It only lists sugars together. So you want added sugars. You want it to be 100% whole grain. And you want it to have no saturated fat or as little saturated fat as possible and no trans fat. And then you want the serving size to be realistic for what you would eat. And the problem is the serving sizes on many packages are 1/4 or 1/3 of what we currently eat. So, for example, a pint of ice cream, which you might say is 2 servings, Joe, for if you're a typical ice cream eater. I hope you aren't an ice cream eater, but if you are an ice cream eater, you might get 2 servings out of it. Well, most of the labels are for 8 servings for a pint. No one eats eight. No one gets 8 servings out of a pint. That's like eating a scoop, one round ball of ice cream. No one just eats one ball anymore.
Are there some things on a label that are unnecessary? Do they put things on there that don't need to be put on there?
Yeah, some of the current things. So in the current label, they have vitamin A and vitamin C, which we really don't need on labels at all. So those are going off. Those are going off in both his and the FDA's design. And obviously some of the food companies are fighting any change in this. So why I said we need help is you can go to the FDA website and make a comment on how much you want to see added sugars and the amount of saturated fat and accurate serving sizes and agree with the change towards the new label.
Udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. Coming up right after the break, we'll continue with more of the top medical stories of the week. You know, there's no such thing as healthy obesity. Dr. Mike will tell us why. And an experiment is growing new muscle in men's injured legs, which has all sorts of promise in it. So we'll talk about that, too. Coming up after the break here on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
You still rely on sugar or caffeine for energy? B12 is known as the energy vitamin. It nourishes your body, supporting mental function and vitality. Problem is, B12 is hard to absorb. Did you know a recent study showed almost 4 out of 10 people had B12 levels in the low normal to deficiency range? This applied to both young and old, even those with adequate meat intake. So, it isn't just vegans or older folks who need to be concerned. Until now, the alternative was getting a shot at the doctor's office. What if we had a B12 offer that was simple? Liposomes deliver B12 painlessly. No doctor visit. Why not discover what B12 can offer you? Drink the new liposomal form. Right now, you can get a bottle for 50% off at B12offer.com. This limited time B12 offer is unique and it's easy. Just go to B12offer.com for 50% off. That's B12offer.com.